Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, and we're going to start with someone I saw just last week. That was Zoe Rahman. I saw her last week at the Crazy Cox, spelt with a Q, I hasten to add. She was in a piano-based drums lineup for the gig, playing mainly songs from her latest album, the one we've just heard a track from, but that was recorded as a solo piano throughout. Recorded, in fact, at the Church Studios in Crouch End, October 2015. Zoe wrote most of the songs on this CD, but I chose her version of Abdullah Ibrahim's Sunset in Blue. Zoe is an absolute delight to listen to and meet. Let's stay with the gals.
Thank you.
Christina Dahl in her native Copenhagen early mid-2003. This stunt album is called Heartbeats. Christina wrote all the songs together and or separately with from her husband, Carsten. Was that English? We heard It's Too Early. There are some unusual photos of Christina. For instance, she's playing her alto with her feet in one uncomfortable-looking photo. And in all the photos, she's in dramatic poses with her saxophone, wearing a short little black dress. Lots of legs in the photos, but let me mention some of the other titles. Legs, these knees, feet, toes, so I guess some sort of relevance there. She has dedicated this album to drummer Ed Thigpen, long-term resident of Copenhagen. Thigpen is credited with, no, not the drums, but voiceover, vocals and stepping on floor. Christina plays alto, clarinet and flute. Husband Carsten, piano, percussion and drums. Kive Gilliman, keyboards. Anders Christensen, drums. And if you thought you heard other instruments, Carsten is credited with 8 different items, including the Hammond B3 and, rather oddly, the Wurlitzer. I can play that. Pianist Eddie Higgins is next. Thank you. From a December 1990 recorded Sunnyside album, we heard the title song, a Higgins original, Those Quiet Days, although in the playlist it becomes Séjour Tranquille. And I think that this is the very first time I've ever heard pianist Eddie Higgins play alongside a guitar, and it's that of Kevin Eubanks, Rufus Reed on bass. Let's have a bluesy vocal. The singer was Barbara Dane, and she recorded this, her first album, in San Francisco, July 57, for the Barbary Coast label. She made in total 5 jazz albums as a leader, strangely all for different record labels. She's still singing, but has made the switch to folk, specialising in protest songs. When she arrived on the jazz scene, having already recorded with Lightning Hopkins, Barbara was described by the leading jazz critic Leonard Feather as Bessie Smith in stereo. We heard Muddy Water with Pete Stanton trumpet, Bob Mulkey trombone, Darnell Howard clarinet, Don Newell piano and George Pops Foster bass. We often feature flutist, flautist Paul Horn in different settings. Here he is at St. Mary's Cathedral, San Francisco. Flutist, flautist Paul Horn knows exactly the sound he wants, and it usually entails recording in large cathedrals or famous buildings such as the Taj Mahal or the Pyramids. Here in March 84, it's St Mary's Cathedral, San Francisco, with its 190-foot-high vaulted ceiling. The ceiling soaring above the 2,200-seater sanctuary. And it was full for this recital. Horn is joined on some songs by David Friesen, Oregon bass, and St. Mary's regular organist, Ralph Hooper. But there is no mention of a choir, although I'm sure I heard voices in the background. That was Siciliano. It's contrast time. No prizes for guessing that was called Hold It. The organ was played by Bill Doggett, but no one remembers any of the other musos, including The Shaker, typical Doggett bluesy jazz that was recorded around 1975 at an unknown location, and that was the title song of a King Label LP. We don't often play a percussionist-led band, but sometimes there's a very good reason to do so, and this is it. Yes, of course it was. Joe Zawinul's great compo, Mercy, 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 from a Rudy Van Gelder-engineered Verve LP called Juicy. And to drive home the juiciness, the front cover has a vivid colour photo of a peeled orange oozing juice, recorded Jan 67. The leader and percussionist is William Correa, born in New York, Spanish Harlem in fact, to Puerto Rican parents. He taught himself to play bongos and joined Latin bands before working with Mary Lou Williams in 51, and she gave him the nickname Willy Bobo. And he was on so many notable albums in the 50s and 60s. An Argentinian muso is next. That's from a Dot LP called There's a Whole Lalo Schifrin Going On, recorded in LA in 68-ish. Schifrin plays piano, conducts the Unknown Band, and wrote all the songs, including that one, The Gentle Earthquake. The photo on the back of this LP shows the face of Schifrin with a fried egg and some mushrooms on his face. No, I have no idea. After his stint with Dizzy Gillespie in 60-62, he specialised very successfully in writing film scores. And I must point out, his first name isn't actually Lalo. It's Boris. We're off to Sweden now.
Thank you.
If there is such a category, I'd call that softish jazz. Neil Hefti's Little Darling from a Swedish TV broadcast in Stockholm, May 72. I've got this on an RCA Victor LP in association with the Swedish Gramophone AB Electra label. It's all in Swedish, the liner notes, I mean. Every last word. There is a choir, Kammarkören, conducted by Erik Eriksson, and he's a very well-respected choral director in Sweden, plus Svent Asmussen violin, Bent Holberg piano, Jörg Rydell bass and Eagle Johansson drums, some of Sweden's finest jazzers. From that rather soft jazz, as I called it, we'll join with Wynton Marsalis and the Eastman Wind Ensemble. That was the old traditional spiritual with a heartbreaking story of children being sold as slaves away from their parents. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. And here, given an evocative feel by trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, backed by the Eastman Wind Ensemble, made up of graduates and undergraduates from the Eastman School of Music at the University of Rochester, upstate New York, and directed by Donald Hunsberger, who also did all the arrangements. This is a glorious CBS LP called Carnival, recorded, I think, in 87. We're beginning to wander a bit, so it's Ellington, that track I promised you last week. Which track? Track 360. We'll be right back. Short and sweet, but undoubtedly the real thing. Track 360 is on the CD reissue of the original Columbia LP Blues in Orbit. Track 360 with drummer Sam Woodyard and bassist Jimmy Woody combining to give that special train sound that Ellington employed occasionally. It was recorded at Radio Recorders in LA, Feb 58, and never heard of ever again. A real shame, too, as that song had the potential to be up there with the Duke's happy-go-lucky local train-related classic. This next piano-based drums trio is led by the drummer, Tony Williams.
Thank you.
Recorded in Tokyo, September 96, the leader and drummer is Tony Williams, who grew up in Boston and was playing professionally in the Boston area from the age of 15. He had a year with Jackie McLean, but it was his six-year stint with the Miles Davis Quintet, 63 to 69, which made him a big, big name in jazz. After he left Miles to go on his own in 69, he went on with Miles's jazz-rock fusion thing and then gave up music completely, 73 to 75. Much of his music was dominated by cymbal bashing, and far too much of it for my liking, I must say. But in 96, he's playing beautifully, behind pianist Mulgrew Miller and with bassist Ira Coleman. Mulgrew Miller wrote that song, Promethean. This Sony CD is called Young at Heart. This next LP is called Great Ideas of Western Man. That's Man with Two N's. a Riverside LP called Great Ideas of Western Man by Herbie Mann's Californians, Mann himself on bass clarinet, rather than his more usual flute, recorded in LA, July 57. The liner notes refer to the bass clarinet as an off-trail instrument, and that's true. It's seldom heard in jazz. Mann had recorded one track on his previous Riverside LP, Sultry Serenade, and enjoyed the result so much that he plays bass clarinet throughout this LP. His Californians are Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls piano, Buddy Clark bass and Mel Lewis drums. That was Cole Porter's 1938 song, Get Out of Town. The last one, I'm afraid. I've chosen the Basie theme song, 1 o'clock Jump. No, not by Basie, but by the Scott Hamilton Quintet. This was recorded live at Yamaha Hall in Tokyo, June 83 for Concord Records. Scott Hamilton tenor, Chris Florey guitar, John Bunch piano, Phil Flanagan bass, Chuck Riggs drums. Thank you. always strive to have variety on The Real Enjoyment, but perhaps this week an even more eclectic choice than normal. I hope it's all met with your approval, and I really hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.